And I just wanted to start off today by stealing a little bit of Carrie's thunder, and that's letting everyone know for my show, Braver by the Day, her tagline, and that's to find your voice. Sorry, find your voice. That's a good one. Find your voice, build your brand, and change the world, which is very much in line with a lot of the people that are listening to my show. So that's awesome, Carrie. I just wanted to get that out of the way early in case I forgot that I really, really gravitated to your tagline there. So maybe we can expand upon that a little bit more. But awesome. If you just wanted to tell us more about yourself, hopefully we'll get into how you can help me with my own voice. Being super early here, I don't really have one this morning, so as you just heard. So,
thanks so much. Thanks so much, Josh. I really appreciate you reaching out. It's an honor to be here with you, and that's funny.
Hey, guys, how you going? I'm once again house-sitting, so the room might sound a little different to normal, but what you just heard is what we're here to talk about today. That was an intro to an episode that I did with Carrie Cole, who's a professional vocal coach and vocal instructor, who at the time in 2013, I think that was from memory, was based in New York City. And I do follow Carrie online. I'm pretty sure she's still there and still helping people get the most out of their voice. But what you heard there was one of the mistakes that I made so many times when I first started to interview people, and that was stealing their thunder. Carrie has this incredible tagline that she was using, and it really sums up all of her work so beautifully, but I didn't let her tell us about that before I kind of gave it away and almost let people know that this is what it means to me. It's good. Well done, Carrie. You chose a good one. I think we should avoid, as interviewers, inserting ourselves too much into the intro to the point where maybe a good starting point becomes something you've kind of already brushed past. And it further goes into the other mistake that I regularly made back then, and that was over-questioning. I would ask a question, then I would go into some context, then I would rephrase the question, then I'd go on a tangent, and then I might come back to that. And by the time I actually left space for the person to answer, there were 6 questions. They had no idea what was the most important thing that I asked by that point. They kind of had to work retroactively. I had extra work to do because I'd screwed myself on the front end where I had to re-ask little bits of the question again because the person was so overloaded. And that happened many times in that Carrie Cole interview. And honestly, guys, I might share some parts of that interview just from Carrie's side because her vocal care techniques are incredible and have helped me in that actual interview. And I might put that audio at the end of this episode. She actually talked me through how to fix my own voice live on the call. Not fix, maybe that's wrong, but I'll tag that onto the end of today's episode. But once again, I think the intro, we don't have to try too hard to prove to the person. We've done our research. We know you. This is not a normal interview. I know everything. Because honestly, if you do know everything, why is the person on the show? You could just talk about them instead of talk to them and take up a chunk of their life. So we need to get that balance right. And I think in the first 5 to 10 minutes of an episode, if the person's on the call, that is, if you're already talking to them, I would let them talk initially about what's a big thing in their life, if they've got something they're known for, if they're working towards something, and then maybe you can fill in what it means to you after that. Righto, guys. I better go find that audio where Carrie helps me fix my voice live on the call. Just keep in mind that I produced this in 2014, so it's not really at the standard of my current interviews. She was amazing though. So I'll jump in with Carrie now, and I'll talk to you in the next episode called Editing. You should probably do it.
You know, singers in particular are athletes of the small muscles of the voice. Public speakers are maybe it's not as athletic, but you have to know how to use the voice, especially if it's you're speaking on a regular basis, you know, over and over again. What happens is the laryngeal muscles, you know, you're overusing those muscles and they tend to get pushed up. But basically, the laryngeal muscles get pushed up too high when you overuse the voice, and especially if you're speaking loudly from the stage, or if you're talking on the phone, you know, constantly throughout the day, which is one of the problems, or you're doing an interview like we're doing right now. And the tendency is you tend to think you have to yell or you have to project, especially if you're on a desktop and it's a little farther away from you. And all of that causes the laryngeal muscles to kind of rise up. So one of the first things that you can do is just do a gentle yawn. And as you're yawning, sort of pull that throat cavity down a little bit. So like you're gently massaging it. Like if you were to hold a banana, imagine your throat's like a banana and you're just holding the banana on either side. And you take a yawn and you're just sort of, you know, pulling your fingers down the sides of the banana, in other words. So the yawn is happening and you're yawning in the back of your throat, not so much with the front of your throat. And you're really just trying to get those muscles to descend and sort of massage them down. And that really makes a huge difference. It's oftentimes public speakers, singers are maybe a little bit more aware of it, even though most of them, I still have to enlighten them on it because this kind of conversation doesn't go on very often and I'm kind of specialized in that area. But it's often a physical muscular situation is the first thing that you want to address. And that also includes massage, you know, get someone to massage your shoulders and that kind of thing. And then I can keep rambling. You want me to keep going?
I'll just want to jump in there.
Okay.
It's kind of turned out funny that I don't have the most healthy voice today because I'm actually going to try out some of these things as you're saying them.
Exactly.
And I was just doing the yawn massage or the yawn banana. I don't know what we want to call that,
but I'm sure
you have a technical term for it. But it seems to have loosened my throat up just trying it out as you were talking about it. So I don't know if I sound any different to you now. But
you actually sound deeper.
That's good.
It sounds like your throat's more open.
Fantastic. So for anyone who has listened so far through my terrible voice thus far in the interview, they're probably going to get some gold out of this. So
There you go. And I never use that banana reference. I don't know why I did. It just popped in. But I call it the larynx pull down.
Okay.
So you're really just kind of pulling the laryngeal muscles down, the throat cavity down. And for guys, you know, just it's your Adam's apple. You know, you just gently on the sides pulling it down. Yeah. And then the next thing is, I mean, there's a couple things. I mean, there's many things, but the main things are, you know, hydration and water. It's no joke, actually. It's the vocal muscles are comprised of, 88% water. And if you looked at a highly magnified picture of the vocal folds while someone is speaking, and particularly while they're singing, there you see little beads of water on top of the cords, and they dance while you're singing or, you know, speaking. And if that water is not there, your cords are chafed and irritated. So you go to use them, you can crack really easily, kind of like you were doing in the beginning of the conversation. So, you know, what I do is there's a really cool water app, and now I'm not remembering the name of it, but it's a water app where you can swipe, you know, how many glasses of water. It just helps you keep track. But what I do is I have two glasses, you know, kind of over the first hour when I'm awake. Then I have a glass mid-afternoon or mid-morning, a glass before lunch, not during, because you should drink water not during lunch because it dilutes the digestive juices and then you can have a problem with digesting. So, and then mid-afternoon and then before dinner and then one, you know, like an hour after dinner. And there you're getting eight glasses. And it makes an unbelievable huge difference in the voice.